Welcome back, Noah. I'm calm, professional female. Sometimes the most urgent question is not how do I prove what is happening, but how do I regain clarity, safety, and control when I feel watched, followed, or deliberately targeted? The term gang stalking is commonly used to describe a belief or experience that multiple people are coordinating surveillance, harassment, intimidation, or interference. These experiences can feel intensely real and frightening, whether there is clear evidence of harassment, an uncertain pattern of events, or a growing sense that ordinary encounters are connected. The central danger is the certainty trap. When fear is high, the mind naturally becomes more alert to possible threats, and ambiguous details can begin to look like parts of one coordinated pattern. That does not mean distress should be dismissed. It means the safest response separates three things that can easily become tangled: what you directly observed, what you inferred from it, and how it affected you. Keeping those categories distinct can reduce escalation and help you decide what support or action is appropriate. This course will approach the topic carefully, without automatically confirming a coordinated campaign and without treating fear as unimportant. We'll consider how threat perception, confirmation bias, hypervigilance, stress, and disrupted sleep can influence interpretation. We'll also focus on practical steps, documenting specific incidents in neutral language, protecting digital accounts with ordinary security measures, avoiding confrontation, checking interpretations with a trusted person, and seeking qualified support when fear begins to interfere with sleep, work, relationships, or daily routines. If there is an immediate specific danger, prioritize physical safety and contact local emergency services or someone trustworthy nearby. For ongoing concerns, evidence should be concrete and independently reviewable, not based only on coincidences, repeated symbols, strangers' gestures, or events that could have several explanations. A mental health professional can also help assess distress and restore stability without requiring you to surrender your dignity or your questions. As we begin, hold on to one operational rule: safety first, evidence second, interpretation third. What changes when you examine a troubling experience by asking, "What did I observe directly? What meaning did I add? And what is the safest, useful step I can take now?"